of American Art is with Ruth Pennington, R-U-T-H-P-E-N-I-N-G-T-O-N, at her home in Horizon House in Seattle, Washington, on February 10th, 1983. The interviewer is Lamar, L-A, capital M-A-R, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. Ruth Pennington and I are sitting here this morning on the 10th of February about to begin an interview about her 45-year career in jewelry and a number of other areas. And as I looked through all of the material, the research material, I found all of these references to Ruth. She's an artist, a designer, a craftsman, a designer craftsman, a silversmith, a goldsmith, an industrial designer, a metallurgist, a teacher. She's a founder of artist organizations. She's a participator out in the field, in addition to all of the art, which really refutes the argument about teachers in the ivory tower, I would say. I also read in an article by Margaret Callahan many years ago in the 50s that she is a pioneer in the field of modern jewelry, and certainly she has been that. We're going to talk about your career now, Ruth, and I thought we, as usual, that we should start with the very beginning, with the early years and family and school and so forth. As I understand it, you were born in Colorado Springs, Colorado in 1905. Is
that's
that right?
That's right.
It occurred to me also.
So it says on the birth certificate.
It occurred to me also as I read that one of your colleagues at the University of Washington was born in a town called Loveland, California, or Colorado, and that was Glen Alps.
Was it?
Did you know that?
I guess I did know that at one time. You
know. I don't know which year that would have been, but at least you were close to each other geographically.
No, he's not close to an age.
No.
Get there ahead of him.
His career has not been 45 years yet, I think. Tell me about your family, perhaps the grandparents.
Well, my father's father was a woodworker in the days when they made carriages, and so he was a carriage maker, and it went on to being working in the early automobile body business, and then into airplane business. So his training was as a craftsman. My father was never that kind of a craftsman, but he was very skilled with tools and used them and helped build things. Mother's family were from Pennsylvania, farmers, but in those days the farmer had to do everything. So these were skills that she brought along, principally in working with beautiful fabrics and sewing. So,
now who is this?
This is my mother.
This is your mother?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about your grandmother? Was there anything?
Well, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, farm,
she kept all of these artists going.
Farm wives and get the family going, yes. No one else that I know of has been really in the art field until later generations. People have gotten into things of this kind, perhaps.
As I recall, I read someplace, or you may have mentioned, that your mother really did encourage your creativity.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I guess the thing that you might have mentioned was, I can remember starting some of my first handwork, let's say, when my mother was pregnant with my younger sister. And she was sewing in those days for the new baby, and I had to sew also. So she encouraged me. She didn't just turn me loose and tell me to go away. She gave me cloth and needles and thread, and things that she had been using, and helped me make a small apron for my doll, which I still have. And at the age of 3, I think it's pretty good. It had a belt stitched on, it had hems, it had lace around the edge, it had